I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The next governor's debate is in Chicago tomorrow, hosted by the League of Women Voters and broadcast by ABC. Unlike the roundtable discussion held last month, only the major party candidates will be on stage. Libertarian nominee Cash Jackson is not pleased, and his supporters have been campaigning for his inclusion. Conservative Party nominee Sam McCann says the threshold required by the League, 10% support in polls, is too cumbersome.
I think most of us are bumfuzzled as to why the League of Women Voters, who claim to stand for access and vote your values and vote your principles, why they would introduce something like this, this 10% threshold, when there's only four people running for governor.
In an NPR Illinois UIS poll, 15% of respondents said they'll vote for someone other than Democrat J.B. Pritzker or Republican incumbent Bruce Rauner. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton campaigned for Pritzker during a stop in Chicago. Clinton joined a roundtable discussion on leadership Monday with Pritzker, his running mate Juliana Stratton, and a group of high school women. Clinton was born and raised in Illinois. She easily carried the state in the 2016 presidential election, besting Donald Trump by almost 20 points. Pritzker, a billionaire businessman and heir to the Hyatt Hotel fortune, was a top donor to Clinton's presidential bids. Last week, he contributed $20 million to his own campaign, bringing his self-funded total to more than $146 million. In other news, a group of female lawmakers is urging Illinois' political organizations to recruit more women at all levels of government. Christine Herman has more.
Carrie Lester is a longtime political journalist. In a book published earlier this year, she profiles 17 women in Illinois politics who say they experienced sexual harassment on the job. Speaking on the 21st show, she says all the women had stories of how they'd been advised to play by a different set of rules.
You know, do not go out at night. Do not go out by yourself. If you are out, you know, if it's a business dinner, make sure you're home by 9 o'clock. You don't want to be labeled a slut.
Lester says getting more women into leadership roles will help bring about a culture change so that women aren't held to different standards than their male colleagues. I'm Christine Herman.
I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Jennifer Fuller. Murfreesboro teachers are in the classroom again this morning after a tentative contract agreement was reached last night. The major sticking point in negotiations was money. Teachers had asked for a 3% increase. The district said it was offering 2.5% for new teachers and 3.56% for other teachers. The details of the agreement last night were not released, but both sides say they're happy to have avoided a walkout. There will be no school in the Frankfort School District in Franklin County on Thursday. That's so that the community can attend funeral services for one of the school's teachers. The district lost fifth grade teacher Gretchen Marks. The 40-year-old Marion native passed away on Friday. Superintendent Matt Donkin says it'll be considered an emergency day and therefore made up as a part of the regular calendar process. Carbondale's Human Relations Commission had more than a dozen people sharing concerns about the city this week. One group was concerned citizens asking support from the HRC to recommend the city council vote against a special use permit blocking a solar company from building on previously contaminated land.
As we are taxpaying citizens, we should have the right to say what's in our neighborhood.
That's concerned citizen member Marilyn Tipton. She says she's not against solar energy, but she doesn't agree with building a solar farm where the Copper's wood treating site was once located. That land is now contaminated. The HRC agreed it would support the group. It's scheduling a special meeting on the topic as well. I'm Jennifer Fuller.